Assalamu alaikum.
And welcome to another edition of Mind, Body and Chow. For the first part of the show, we'll be joined by Ronald Avagee discussing post-baby fat. That, of course, coming after the live workout. Then about a quarter to two, inshallah, we'll be joined by Dr. Zaida Kotu, and we continue the discussion on cupping. Last week, we started off, the history of cupping and where all it went. Today, we'll be more focusing on cupping itself. So stay tuned to Radio Islam International. Remember, you can send your questions to Ronald while we're doing the workout so that your question can be answered after that, inshallah. So any questions regards to post-baby fat, do send it via SMS 48855, WhatsApp 0727861548, or Twitter at EJAZ_K. It's now time to welcome our daily guest, Ronald Avagee, to the show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ronald.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Are you well, brother EJ?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well, my brother. How are you?
No, I'm great, thank you so much. Excited to be with our listeners again and with you, and honored to help them get fit and healthy.
Ameen. Jazakallah khair for that, Ronald, and for always availing yourself to join us. What's the workout about today, bro?
You know, our workout today is linked into how do we burn fat. So it's a fat-burning workout, mm-hmm. and it incorporates a variety of exercises, allowing you to increase your metabolic burn, not only when you're exercising, but also make sure that it burns after you exercise for a couple of hours to ensure that you're burning that fat and really tightening and toning those saggy and flabby areas on your body that might frustrate you.
Okay, so let's go.
Right, so let's get going. So first things first, we're going to warm up. And again, warming up is critically important. And we're going to warm up by doing simple jumping jacks or star jumps. Mm-hmm. And this is where your feet are together, your hands are on your side. Mm-hmm. You then open your feet and lift your hands up over your head at the same time. And then as the feet close, the hands drop to the side as well. And we're going to do that for literally 30 to 45 seconds to just get the upper body and the lower blood flow happening to prepare your body for what's coming ahead. So are you ready for the star jumps?
Ready.
Let's go. 3, 2, 1, go. Jump 1, 2, 3, 4. Now you're going as fast as you can. If you find that you can't jump up, then you shuffle your feet wider and closer, and build up your speed gradually. But keep on going, don't stop. Let's go for it. Try 10 more, 9, 8 star jumps, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Relax it down. All right. You know, I know we rushed the warm-up, but it's just to get the blood going because I'll be doing a lot more intermixed cardio, high intensity with some strength for you today. And today we're focusing on the bigger muscle groups. So with that in mind, what I want you everybody to do is wherever you are, have a seat, sit in your chair, and keep your hands on the side of you, back upright in the chair. I want you to lift your hands up parallel to the ground, elbows straight. And from that position, all that I want you to do is raise the arms up and down, nonstop, keep going, and do small pulsating movements. Now, with those pulsating movements, you're not doing it too quickly nor too slowly. You're isolating the shoulder area and nonstop. Keep on going. Small pulsating movements and go, 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 go. Remember your focus area of the shoulders. Keep on going, and you're doing this for 30 repetitions. Go, go, go. Great. Now, from that position, I want you to do, lift the hands up over your head. All right, hold it up there, and all that I want you now to do is grab and make a fist, tighten your arms, and squeeze your elbows into your thighs so that you squeeze your back muscles and your shoulder blades together. Let's go for it. Squeeze, squeeze, raise, squeeze, raise the hands up, and squeeze it down. Remember, you've got to offer yourself the resistance and the tension to work those muscles. Keep on going. Squeeze those elbows in and shoulder blades together. Squeeze it. You're doing this for 30 repetitions as well. This is a variation of not adding in resistance, but you offering your own body the resistance. Keep it going and relax it down. Next one, I want you to stand up, make a tight fist, and I want you to punch out in front of you on the same spot for 30 seconds as fast and as hard as you can. Go, go, go. Punch, punch, punch. This is the intermittent cardio to help you burn fat. Strength and cardio mixed together helps increase your metabolism and your metabolic rate to help you burn fat. Go for it. Go, go, go. 30 seconds, non-stop, punching in front of you, same spot, power and speed, don't stop, 5, 4, 3, 2, relax it down, we're not done yet, back into your chair, have a seat,
okay.
And the last exercise, I call them seat up down, so what you're going to do, you're going to stand up and sit down, and as your buttock touches the chair, you stand back up again, And this you're doing for 30 repetitions. Seat, ab down, so let's go. You stand up and let's sit down slowly as your buttock touches. You're up again, drop it down, buttock touches, up again. Now, if you're clever, you won't use a low chair. You'll use a medium-high chair. The lower the chair is, the lower you have to go and work those leg muscles. Go for it. 5 more, 4 more, 3 more, 2, and have a seat and relax. That workout, Brother Ijaz, mixes cardio, mixes strength, big muscle groups, small muscle groups, and really helps shock your metabolism up, allowing you to burn fat a few hours after this workout is done.
Brilliant stuff, Ronald. And yep, while I'm getting my breath here, we can go into the first question. If I recall yesterday, let me just find it. Yeah. Okay, we've got a listener that asked about losing post-baby fat. She said she hates exercises, but she loves to diet. So please.
Yeah. You know, it's every woman's dream to lose all the extra pregnancy kilograms the moment the baby arrives. Mm-hmm. But the fact is that whether you're a celebrity or an average person, there's no quick fix to this. So depending on the size of your newborn and the amount of weight that you put on when you were pregnant will determine how long it will take for you to lose that weight. Now, to that sister that unfortunately doesn't like exercise, moving your body is critically important when it comes to losing post-pregnancy weight, as well as eating properly, your diet, and also having a positive mindset. So what you got to do is when you're dieting, remember that you are literally focusing on micro goals. So you're not focusing on losing 10 kilograms in a week. After you deliver weight, you will slowly lose weight. But you may want to speed those along by setting a reasonable goal. And a reasonable goal could be to target 1 to 1.5 kilograms a week to 10 days, and every week to 10 days. So that's realistic. Also remember that you need to have good food, healthy food to nourish your body, because if you are breastfeeding, you need to make sure that your milk supply is of the highest caliber and quality. And if you are eating sugary foods, sugary drinks, you know, or oiled and fried foods, it's not going to be healthy milk that goes into the baby system. So your nutrition is very important, and moving is important to assist you in burning extra calories. Although breastfeeding will help you burn calories, exercising will do it so. And you've got to incorporate simple activities like simple walking cardio post your 6 weeks break after birth, light strength training. So it's not about exercising for an hour. It's about exercising for literally 15 to 20 minutes by moving your body. Mm. So put your baby in a pram, push the pram for a walk. You know, use your baby, do some sit-ups or do some squats, or involve your baby in the activity that will help her build an affinity and a like towards exercise.
You're listening to Mind, Body and Chow on Radio Islam International. We're speaking to fitness and wellness expert Ronald Avagi, and the topic is post-baby fat. And yep, you can send your questions through to 48855 or WhatsApp 0727861548. A message coming through. I've given birth. Why do I still look pregnant?
You know, every woman's body is different, from retention of extra fat to weight to water. So it depends how long after she's given birth that becomes important, and also how the birth was done. Was it a natural birth, or was it a cesarean section? Because they both have different impacts. So what you need to do is, really, the sister can just let us know how long it is after she's given birth, because the body does take a long while to adjust for the woman. Because when you're giving birth and the baby is in your uterus, all your internal organs get pushed up. So it's literally a mix-match internal of the system of the woman. So what happens is that the tummy pushes out, the lordotic curve happens, organs get pushed out, extra weight, extra water. And when you give birth, the body just doesn't, at the click of a finger, go back to a normal shape. The body has to really realign and adjust the organs. And more often than not, it tends to hold on to a lot of the extra fat and the weight. And the reason is because you haven't done anything post the birth to begin to lose that and to begin to challenge the body to either burn the extra fat, get rid of the extra water that might be retained. And remember that the skin is another issue. So when you look at stretch marks and those kinds of things, you need to be very conscious thereof. And your healthy eating, the right exercise, will help that sister get away from looking like she's still pregnant, even though she's given birth.
Another one coming through, Ronald. How long will it take for my belly to shrink back to normal?
Ooh, again, this is always a tough one. You know, the post-baby paunch, I call it. It's very difficult. One, it depends, were you active before you got pregnant? and how active you were, how healthy were you eating, etc. The second thing is that if you didn't do any activity or exercise, you can't expect to run marathons, and your body will retain a lot of that. So you need to have a healthy pregnancy as well. Don't have the perception, no, I'm eating for two. But post-pregnancy, it'll take you literally 3 to 6 months to get your body back into shape. Because it's not just about you and your body, it's about you and your body and the health of your baby if you are breastfeeding. So be very conscious thereof. So be patient with it. That's why I said have a realistic goal. If you've picked up anywhere from between 15 to 20 kilos when you're pregnant, expect after 6 weeks after birth that to lose about a kilo to a kilo and a half every 10 days. And from there you can work out what the average period is to lose the weight.
Okay, another message coming through saying that celebs flaunt their perfect figures weeks after birth. Why are we so ashamed of our post-baby bodies?
You know, everybody is amazingly beautiful. Allah has made us all, and you know, we are all different, and we all different shapes and sizes. But the one thing that we haven't been given from the Almighty is unhealthiness. Unhealthiness becomes a choice, and we need to beat that negative mindset of living unhealthy. But when you look at celebrities, understand one thing: celebrities have this process where if they give birth today, you don't see them for a few weeks, whether it be 4 to 6 weeks or even 8 weeks. And in those 4 to 6 weeks, remember that they've got nannies for day and night, they've got nurses day and night, they've got different doctors and everything else happening. More often than not, post-birth, they're going for surgery to nip tuck and tummy tuck and liposuck and all these issues that go with it. And then recover, then they reveal themselves. So there are some women that are also, that don't have access to these tools, they're not celebrities, that do get their bodies back. But genetically, they are predisposed to just, you know, getting their bodies back very quickly. Others are not. So be patient with yourself and your body and talk to the right expert to assist you with a healthy living solution to get your body back. Do not fixate on these celebrities and believe everything you read or see. They are always gimmicks and shortcuts. Whether it be a band, whether it be glad wrap or cellophane to tighten the tummy, or surgery, but let us go for the more natural way and feel. And I love what that listener said. Love yourself and appreciate yourself because it's your body.
Yes, yeah, speaking about quick fixes, Ronald, someone here asking about saying on social media, she's getting a lot of these posts about some drops that you can lose 13 kgs in a few days. What's your thoughts on that?
I've heard about that too recently this week. And if you've noticed that there's a lot of adverts that are out there on different media outlets, even social media, pushing these things. You know, we've spoken about pulse powders and potions before. And at the end of the day, is what are they actually doing? Where's the scientific research behind it? And if you're chasing a quick fix, you're going to get quick results, but you're doing more damage to your body than good. Because the minute you stop, you're literally going to pick up everything back with a lot more. So with these drops that are out there, you know, they are either highly caffeinated, they are diuretic-based, where they will literally cause you to go to the loo, to urinate a lot more, to get a bit of water in your body, and or they will create a runny tummy. So it's a quick fix that literally I would advise people stay away from. Have an organic approach to losing weight, because if you didn't put on the weight in a week, so don't expect to lose 10 kilos in a week. Take an organic approach and a sustained approach, because if you do it slowly over a period of time, I promise you, the weight will stay off, you will feel healthier, and it's more achievable and attainable and sustainable.
Someone asking you, how soon after childbirth should I start with my exercises?
You know, that's a very important discussion to have with the gynecologist. Now, remember that with a natural birth, if it comes out naturally and the baby comes out naturally, there's no cutting or stitches or sutures, then you're looking at about, you know, 4 weeks to get back into, even 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks, depending how quickly you recover post the birth. If you've gone for a cesarean section, it takes a lot longer because they literally cut through muscle layers, fat layers, and skin layers to get to the uterus to remove the baby that way. And that takes a long time to recover. 6 weeks on average, because you have to let the sutures and the cut recover. And that could take a while because if you exercise too early, you could tear or rip and have internal bleeding or ugly scars, which you don't want to do. So in that period, you relax, you know, apply particular oils to that to help your skin heal and recover. Eat healthy, because that's also an option to not just lose weight with the exercise. And then when you're ready and your doctor says to you, go ahead and start your activity, more often than not, it's 6 weeks.
Okay. Any closing comments on the topic of post-baby fat, Ronald?
You know, women are amazing, and we can never underestimate the strength a woman has. And I always say that, can you imagine a guy giving birth? We can't even handle a sneeze or a cold. So, firstly, congratulations to all the moms out there. And with post-baby fat, the biggest issue to fight is not the weight. It's the depression associated with post-birth, postpartum depression, because that could assist in eating unhealthy and not getting active. So that's why I said find realistic goals, put the right health and living strategy, get a team together of support, other moms in the area, your family, just to help you and guide you through this process, and be active gradually, eat healthily,